Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape on your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
My two main scriptures, I have quite a lot of scripture that we're going to be referring to. The first one is Acts chapter 7. It's a popular portion of the scripture with us in Fountain. Acts chapter 7, verse 9. I'll read verses 9 and 10. And the patriarchs, becoming envious, sold Joseph into Egypt. But God was with him and delivered him out of all his troubles and gave him favor and wisdom in the presence of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, that he made him governor over Egypt and all his house. I want you to understand that the story did not begin with a seeming blessing. It was envy. Possibly because those envious saw a blessing. You see, human beings will react in one of two ways to you. It's either they are rejoicing and celebrating with you, or they are envious and doing everything to stop you. There's no neutral ground. You see, some say, well, I can't be bothered. No, it's because his own personal interest is yet to be defined in what we are discussing. So anyhow you find, anywhere you find yourself, it's either people are rejoicing with you or they are envious or angry with you. That was the case of this young man in the story. I don't know who I'm talking to today. People are angry, not because you are bad, but because they never expected that God can take you to where you are. But you see, the pastor, that's man. No, every man takes after his father. It's either you belong to God or you belong to the devil. And the one you belong to, his attributes will show more in your life. That's why Jesus Christ will warn them. He said, who warned you from the wrath to come, you brood of vipers? So Jesus, the Creator himself, called them the children of vipers. So everybody manifests the nature of his or her father. So why will anybody just be upset because you are not in anguish? So that means that such people will be happy when you are in trouble. Not because you are taking anything from them, but because suddenly you discover the love of this God and Father. And you are so consumed with the love of God. And if you are that consumed, it will lift you up. Then they are angry. That was the case of this man. His own siblings became angry, envious. They sold him into slavery. But, everybody say but. That's what I want to stress today, the but. The but. But God was with him. Is this a prayer I pray for myself? May God help me appreciate more what he has given me. The number one thing God has given you and I, his presence. His presence. You see, when you don't appreciate what you have, you spend the rest of your life wishing to be somebody else. So when you appreciate the fact that this is what God has done for you, this is what God has given you, then what you get is that it's going to appreciate. And the full benefit, the full import of your discovery will begin to manifest in your life. Yeah. And that makes you totally unstoppable. I mean, absolutely unstoppable. But God was with him. So here this morning, we're talking about the presence of God. That's why I'm certain that as simple and as short as this service is, I think it's the launching pad for somebody. In the name of Jesus, it is your launching pad. So the Bible makes us to understand that there was envy. And seemingly, in the physical, nothing could stop them from perpetrating their evil plans. And for anybody to wish that for you, they must have been doing it before. But the first lesson is that this is the wrong person to do it with. Might have succeeded many other places, but this one, Ashiti. In the name of Jesus. What I said in your rights, this is an impossibility. In the name of Jesus. You ever read the scripture that says that the device and mischief which they were not able? Why? God was with him. And what did that do to him? He delivered him from all his troubles. Somebody, I said, the troubles you saw this morning, the one you see today, you will never see again. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. That's the Bible. Why? God was with him, delivered him from all his troubles, and then gave him wisdom. So the presence of God will deliver you from all troubles. I say I silence every trouble in your life today. In the name of Jesus. The mistake the devil made was to have allowed you to come to church. But the truth is that he couldn't have stopped you anyway, because God has always been with you. I'm sure he did everything to try to stop you. He just couldn't get you to stop. Hallelujah. Now the question is this. When you know that God is fighting for you, won't it be good for you to let him fight? Because the truth is that left to you, you can't fight and win. Sometimes you wonder, you get confused. Possibly it's your definition of the battle. God is defining victory, you are defining fear. So God, why don't you help me change my perception? And the first thing he's going to do is that, I am with you. Hallelujah. So he gave him wisdom. He gave him favor. So he will not only obliterate the problem, destroy from the source, that's the presence of God, he will give you wisdom. How to forge ahead. He will give you favor. Glory be to God in the highest. When God gives you wisdom, then you know how to apply knowledge. And when the favor is coming, you know how to handle it. When the blessings are coming, you know how to handle it. He gave him what? Wisdom. He gave him what? Favor. But the beginning was his presence. And we see the pattern all through the Bible. If we turn quickly to Isaiah chapter 11. Can someone turn quickly? It's not part of my scripture. It just came now. You see, it's the same pattern with God. Isaiah 11. The Spirit of the Lord. How do we start? Come on, help me. Come on, help me, help me. That's God himself. That's his presence. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Then and understand. So that's where he begins, and that defines every aspect of your life. That's why when you have him, you can never fail. Let's just follow this trail. Jump into the book of Genesis, chapter 39, to see what we mean by this, that God was with him. Glory be to God in the highest. Oof, I feel the fire of God. Wow. You see, God was telling me something. He said, if you can see the agent of the devil and you recognize him or her, say your best prayers that God let him repent. Because outside repentance is destruction. But as for you, they can never get you. In the name of Jesus. Why? Because of the presence of God. Look at Genesis 39. Now, Joseph had been taken down to Egypt. Hello. So are we together from Acts chapter 7? Good. Now, Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him. Remember, God was with him. Now, if you get that revelation, if you get that phrase or that sentence as a revelation, as an active living word, if you get it, then it will be easy to understand that this is how it works. All things work together. Because whatever will happen to you with that revelation is the hand of God. So Potiphar bought him, officer of Pharaoh. Remember what we wrote there, or what you read there? That was recounting history before Pharaoh. How would that have happened before the fact that Potiphar bought him? Because when the wisdom of God and the favor of God were coming, Potiphar must notice it. Pharaoh must notice it. Hallelujah. An officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down there. They bought him. Verse 2, can we all read together? Come on, help me. Help me. Can you see what we're talking about? The Lord was with him, and he was what? A success. Ooh, hallelujah. Somebody's success is just about to begin. Yeah. Not because God has not always been with you, but you are beginning to realize it like you have never done. And God knows I'm not talking you happy. I'm telling you the truth. Somebody's success is just about to begin to manifest. Why? And see, again, look at it. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man. But remember, he was a slave. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And yet the Bible said he was a successful man. The uniform of slavery was yet to be removed, but he was a successful man. Why? The Lord was with. So you may not see the wind. You may not be seeing the rain. But you're a successful man. Okay, that amen is weak. I say your valley shall be filled. In the name of Jesus. You say, why? The Lord is with you. The Lord is with me. Okay. If you are too quiet this morning, the Lord is with me. I said, the Lord is with me. Remember? Okay. Don't let me jump. I hope to get there before Sunday. Before closing. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian, and his master saw. His master saw. What did he see? Because when God is with you and you know it, then man has no choice. What if God is with you and you don't know it? You behave like those who don't know. You believe like those who don't have God with them. What will men see? They will see you like those who don't have God. But yet, God is with you. Hallelujah. I see somebody's success, just amen. Somebody's victory, just amen. Somebody's healing, just amen. I see somebody's healing has just amen. His master saw. His master wasn't a believer. Wow, I've heard the fire. They don't have to be Christians to see. They only have to be human. They only have to be alive in the natural. I'm not talking spiritually alive. No, physically alive. His master saw that the Lord was with him, and the Lord made all. He did to what? He made all that he did to prosper in his hand. Next verse, quick. And Joseph did what? Come on, talk to me. Can you see when God is with a man, you not only prosper, you will move around in favor, with favor, as a sign for somebody here today, or even watching there, in the name of Jesus, supernatural favor will corner you. Amen. Today, amen. In the name of Jesus, just to confirm that what you are receiving is true, what you are feeling, the tugging you are feeling in your spirit, man, is true. Now, he doesn't have to do it. I'm not saying put out a fleece. But he told me, he said, tell them that someone that will testify here next week. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Why? Just to help our faith. Joseph prospered. Everything he did. Why? God was with him. And Potiphar saw. He found favor and served him. Then he made him what? What is that? Promotion. Of his house and all that he ever put under his authority. So now we begin to see favor and wisdom and promotion again. You say, where is the favor? Where is the wisdom there? What do you think it takes to oversee and prosper? It's wisdom. It's wisdom. So it was that the time that he had made him oversee over his house, that the Lord blessed. We're still continuing. The Lord did what? But what are we talking about? By the definition of his vocation, a slave. His external didn't tell him that he was that. But he knew who he was. He knew who was with him. So people may think anything they want. What do you think of yourself? Because at the end of the day, that's what we speak. Their own opinion will change whether they like it or not. Because when they see, they will bow. Okay. The Lord blessed the Egyptian house. Why? For Joseph's sake. Hallelujah. And the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field. Why? He took in Joseph. So you see, company is important. Thus he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he did not know what he had except for the bread which he ate. Now Joseph was handsome in form and appearance, and it came to pass after this that his master's wife cast longing eyes on Joseph and said, "Lie with me." But he refused and said to his master's wife, "Look, my master does not know what is with me in the house, and he has committed all that he had to me." In other words, he doesn't even know the extent of his wealth anymore, except I tell him. That's the level of trust. "There is no greater in this house than I, nor he kept back anything from me. But you," that's the wife, "because you are his wife, how then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" So it was, you know the rest of the story. Now, can you see wisdom? It's pretty easy for a young man who suddenly came in and he said, "Become the head." You don't know a man until you give him power. Okay, now you are quiet. You don't know a person until you give them position. Or you don't know a person until they have money. Can you see where wisdom plays? When God is with a man, there is wisdom. There's no pride. There's no abuse. It was the woman that went after him because she saw what her husband saw. When she saw what her husband saw, the only way she could respond is, "Lie with me." Can you imagine? She defined it carnally. But the man with whom God was present, wisdom said no. Or delily, you go boy tie in so. Oh, but a boy tie in so. Or just why better say you but on more. What I said in Yoruba, they said this one is a follow. Mumu, see, pretty woman, they follow him. He just say no. In Yoruba, people they say he doesn't understand what the word is saying. I said, why should you understand what the word is saying? The day you begin to understand the world, you begin to misunderstand heaven. God forbid. When God is with you, there's wisdom. That was wisdom. He would have blown everything. Was he tempted? Yes. But he applied wisdom. Everything under his hand grew, and you'll have thought that now. No, the devil was mad. I will show you. And she made sure that he was imprisoned. As a matter of fact, we're made to understand that he was on the death row. How dare you? You went to chase the wife of the chief of army staff. Eh? He now said that you tore her clothes. Huh? You are dead. The wife of chief of army staff. But even there, the Lord was with. And what happened? Favor. What happened? Wisdom. What happened? Promotion. Even there. In the prison. From there, he appeared before Pharaoh. The Lord was with him. Now, look at this story of Asa. Now, I bring it towards the end. Okay. Let me just quickly run through. Abraham, that great man of faith. Anyhow you look at it, it was the story of God being with a man. But an unbeliever testified in Genesis 21:22. And it came to pass that at that time that Abimelech and Pichol, the commander of his army, spoke to Abraham, saying, God is with you in all you do. Isaac was there to come. Can you see? What about Isaac? Can I put Genesis 26:3? 26:3. You know the trouble at the time? The economy was bad. It was tough. Everybody was escaping. Then God said, dwell in the land. Don't go down. And what was the promise? I, help me. I can't hear you. I can hear you. And so in famine, it became the biggest. In drought, it became the biggest. You can follow this throughout the entire Bible. What about Jacob? Genesis 31:3. He said, now stand up and go return to the land of your father, and I'll be with you. So instead of getting the attack of Esau, he was blessed. What about Joseph, which we have read? What about Moses? Come on, Exodus 33, we all know that. See, you say I should take these people. You haven't shown me who will go with me. He wasn't asking for anybody, he was asking for God. And what was the answer? Exodus 33:12. Then Moses said to the Lord, see, you said to me, bring up these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found grace in my sight. 13. Now, therefore, I pray you, if I found grace in your sight, show me your way, that I may know you, and that I may find grace in your sight, and consider that this nation is your people. 14. And he said, my presence, what did he say? Come on, help me. Come on, help me again. One more time. And that's why you can be a slave and be at rest. You can be a slave as it were in the physical, but you are a king on the inside. And the truth is that who you are will manifest. You can't hide who you are for too long. It will come out. Even the world can't cover who you are for too long. He said, I will give you rest. And we can go on with that because this man really gave us a lot of insight into the presence of God. Let's leave that quickly because of time. What about David? Psalm 23 that you know very well. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Come on, talk to me. Why? Because you are with me. Then your rod and your staff, the what? Even after I committed adultery and murder, and he knew that everything was gone. Psalm 51. Say, cast me not away from your presence. And take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of salvation. But what was the real battle there? Your presence and your spirit. Okay. Let me now quickly come to this answer. Because the challenge is with us. Okay, no, let me take it further down. What about with the disciples? And what about with Jesus, first of all? Remember Jordan? Though he was God, he emptied himself of everything, came as man, and he demonstrated the fact that you need to carry God everywhere you go, otherwise you cannot be successful. And thereafter, he was led. He went into power, he was led, and as many as what? Are led. They are the sons of God. So sons of God are never without his presence. I feel the fire now. Let me say this quickly. if there's nothing to your name on earth, there's nothing in terms of achievement, in terms of possession, if it looks like the destitute of destitutes is this person, get this revelation. Just get this revelation. It will save you from man dependence. And the moment God is your dependence, men will assist you. In the name of Jesus. They will. In fact, they will struggle to outdo themselves. In the name of Jesus. But I know the Spirit of God knows everything. Yeah. So just take it. Totally, totally, totally. And just relax in His presence. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise for Oh, yes. Because what He starts, He perfects. In the name of Jesus. If you came here with anxiety, drop it now. In the name of Jesus. Because He will never. You know what He said to them? I'm just getting there. You know, after Jesus Christ there, Jesus was saying to them, He said, look, don't dare anything until you receive. First He said, receive. So now tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power. You don't go without my presence. So the question is, do we have His presence today? Ah. Moses, we ask for His presence. We don't need to ask anymore because that we are born again, you have His presence. Now the question is, if you know you have His presence, are you behaving like you have one? Are you conscious of this presence? So I don't know what you want. You don't need to tell me. A man of God said, don't help me, let the Holy Ghost do it. But I think I have an idea. Fatu, I got two things now. I've got the third one. That's what the Holy Ghost can do in the name of Jesus. Ooh. When God does it, He does it beyond your expectation. He said, so never. And every time He sent them, His presence went with Him. With them. And see what He said in the book of John. He says, look, I will not leave you comfortless. I won't leave you like an orphan. Like one whose father and mother is dead. He said, I will come to you. And what was He talking about? The Holy Ghost. And now that we have the Holy Ghost, we have His presence. What is in the book of Matthew chapter 28? He said, Lord, I am with you. The way to the end of the ages. So that we, that His presence is with us, it's not in question. So the question is, do we know it? And if we know it, how are we addressing our minds to the fact that His presence is with us? Hello? I was talking to my wife yesterday. I said, some issues in life, you just wonder. When it gets to that, that means that it's getting a little complicated for my mind, but never too serious for my spirit, man. Where the Holy Spirit resides. Mashakata malamasata. Because then my mind is not fruitful, it's not productive in solving this problem. But I feel the fire. The answer is in my spirit, man. Moroko shantala boko sore ya mashata. Rente making dakotoria. Ninka kokoro musoko diaba. Nikanka. Let me ask you a question. That your sibling or your husband or your wife that is wayward, that's an unbeliever, that doesn't care. What can you do in the physical to force them to become born again? You can only talk. But there's something else you can do. I don't know, God, this man. Shakanda labaka sura masura bashata laba. Rinobos kinda bruna mama is because I am aware that I is with me. He's in me. My understanding can't really fathom an answer. I can't provide. So my kashura masota baraba. I may not see wind. I may not see rain, but I know. So where is this case of Arthur? So I was reading. Then it came to this one. Let me just quickly finish with that. I would pull it big sometime, some other day when I have the time, in Jesus' name. 2 Chronicles chapter 14. 11 and 12 was what we read. He struck the Ethiopians before Asa and Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. And Asa and the people, verse 13, who were with him, pursued them to Gera. So the Ethiopians were overthrown and they could not recover, for they were broken before the Lord and his army, 1,000,000 people to 300. Pastor Nampi was working the mathematics, 700,000 in excess. They will swallow them up twice. Then they defeated all the cities round Gera, for the fear of the Lord came upon them, and they plundered all the cities, for there was exceedingly much spoil in them. They also attacked the livestock enclosures and carried off the sheep and camels. Then 15, now the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa and said to him, "Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin, the Lord is with you. While you are with him, if you seek him, he will be found of you, but if you forsake him, he will forsake you." Now, we know that in the New Testament it said, "I will be with you all the way." But ladies and gentlemen, faith puts me in the place where I'm drawing near. He's not withdrawing his presence, but my consciousness and my faith constantly makes a demand on his presence. What if my faith is distracted by another presence? He's there. But you see, so this, I feel the fire. Why did I feel the fire? Wow, I felt it so strong. This is how she's over twist. My faith determines my drawing near or my going away. It's not because God removes me from his presence or he removes his presence. No. I turn away or I turn to. That's faith. That's why I say without faith it's impossible to please him. For those of us who are born again, we are in him. But as much as we are in him, what if we turn our attention elsewhere? So today, if you're saying, "I don't know how, I don't know where the solution is going to come from, but I know that he's with me. He's never failed me. And his presence normally will do this, I expect this, and I receive it in Jesus' name." Simple, no hassle, no drama, you will return. In the name of Jesus. You say, "Is it that easy?" Believe me, it is. God wants you to know that it is that easy. Glory be to God in the highest. I like all these young faces I'm seeing, because they are knowing these things early in life. So as we got a little older before we began to realize it. But it doesn't matter whether you are 80 or you are 18, you will still have favor. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You will still manifest wisdom. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You will still be promoted. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You will still be a blessing to your generation. Amen. And the coming generation. In the name of Jesus. So there's no respect. God's no respecter of age. No respecter of tribe. No respecter of even education. Because if you must have education to get there, you see his favor will position you. Aha. It's the presence of God that matters. And that's why, whether we are singing or dancing or praying, that's the area I didn't get into. Everything is defined in terms of his presence. But then I start preaching the Greek and the Hebrew and the Greek and the Hebrew. If he does not define his presence, it's not going to benefit anybody. You just say, "That guy, hi, his English, his Greek, and his Hebrew, wow, impeccable." What does that got to do with me? Would that heal your disease? Would that give you the breakthrough you're looking for? Would that cast out demons and throw them where they belong to? Everything must be defined in terms of his presence. That's why Jesus Christ said that the word that I speak to you, they are what? Spirit. Come on. And they are what? Life. What about prayer? Say, "Call unto me, I will answer you. and I will show you. That's prayer. Greater, which hitherto you will never have realized. What about my praise and worship? He inhabits the praises of Israel. He's coming down into it. So he's my dancing partner. Not he's dancing there, but he's in between us. He's looking at me, he's looking at her. Or me, I'm seeing her though. I'm seeing him in her. That's what I'm talking about. Miracles! Everything in terms of his presence. Yeah. Deliver us from all his troubles. Because troubles are normal to life. Wisdom, favor, promotion. Trouble includes sickness, fear, failure, poverty, wrong accusation, injustice. Name it. Marital problems, professional problems, examine. Deliver from all his troubles. Why don't you stand up and just appreciate this God?
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukoju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.